News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Primary school pupils should learn about white privilege, so advises one teacher organisation in the UK. Should Ireland consider doing the same? But to discuss this, we are joined by the Head of Study of Religions and Senior Lecturer in Contemporary Islam at UCC, Aminullah Dasandi, and by Brendan O'Neill, Editor of Spiked Online. Brendan, to you first. Do you think primary school kids should learn about white privilege?
Absolutely not. I think it's a preposterous idea. And if you look at the UK setting, for example, where this idea is being pushed forward, the kids doing worse in education here in the UK are white working class boys. The idea that we would teach these kids that they are privileged, that they enjoy some special inherited historical privilege, I think is utterly bizarre. We should focus on giving kids a good education, whatever background they come from, rather than making them obsess over issues of race.
Aminullah, preposterous focus on good education and white working class boys in the UK are doing the worst in terms of education.
Good morning, firstly. So my background is in teaching, and I think there's always a rationale behind the teaching plan or the lesson plan. And so we know that society ascribes, you know, kind of positive attributes to a person simply because of the colour of their white skin. And there are negative attributes to people of colour. And what that does is it provides an unfair advantage to white people because being white as they're perceived to be superior to others who are not. So I think that is, you know, at the back of the mind of many of these teachers. We know through Pew Research Center reports that 46% of white Americans say they believe they benefit because of their race, compared to 92% of Black Americans and 65% of Hispanic Americans who believe that white people benefit. One thing that keeps going back in my head is the image that comes from that small clip of the educator Jane Elliott's question to a room of white folks, which was, if you white folks want to be treated the way Blacks are in this society, stand. And no one stood. That's the backdrop. That's the context. How you teach that is a very different, ball game when it comes to primary and secondary school. Like I said to you, my background is in teaching. And one way that we did this in the RE classroom when I was a teacher many, many years ago in Scotland was we did it through teaching heroes. And one way of doing that in religious education, which moves towards moral and philosophical education, is by talking to students about heroes. Who's your heroes? And we would talk about Martin Luther King. We would talk about Nelson Mandela. So there's a way of getting our pupils, our students, to think critically and to be ethical and moral human beings in the society that we live in.
Brendan O'Neill?
Well, obviously, the UK is a far more diverse country than Ireland in terms of immigrant communities. And the idea that the education system here, for example, devalues black kids and other ethnic minority kids is simply not true. Indian heritage children do exceptionally well in British schools. So do African heritage children. West Indian children have more problems. And as I say, white working class boys are currently at the bottom of the pile. So obviously, the education system is not sending the signal that ethnic minority kids don't deserve a good education, are somehow second-class citizens. That just is not happening. And you talked there about Martin Luther King. Absolutely agree. Complete hero. One of his most heroic contributions to humanity, in fact, was his argument that we should judge people by character, not by color. And that was the guiding force of anti-racism for many decades. What's happened recently with the white privilege idea, with the critical race theory idea, all these things that are being introduced to schools and universities, is that we are rehabilitating racial thinking. We are rehabilitating a judgment of people according to their skin colour.
Let Aminullah come in on that. Aminullah.
Well, I hope not. Look, I think what we need is we need critical thinking. We need to see a wider picture. We don't want to make white people feel that they're evil and they're bad. We're all in it together. We all want to live in a society where we get on. But one thing that, you know, really struck me was in the US, this education is starting at home. They were, you know, parents in the US were showing their kids, you know, the white armed protesters at, you know, at the Capitol, for example, and having conversations with them. This is starting very early on. I mean, you can also find, you know, the fact that there is a YouTube video about how black parents are explaining how to deal with the police to their children. These are real issues of people living in society.
Okay, Brendan.
I think we need to take into on board where we are and how we're living in society today.
Of course, they're real issues. But another real issue, which is glossed over by all of this talk of whiteness, is class. And this is one of the things that worries me most. When we brandish a whole section of society as white and having a uniform privilege because of their whiteness, we erase the importance of class. And nothing is more important in terms of educational differences than class. Are you lower class? Are you working class? Are you middle class? Are you upper class?
Teach it all. Everything should be taught.
And so I think one of the problems with the regressive new racial thinking, which poses as progressive but actually is regressive, it erases class, it rehabilitates the racial obsessions of the past, it encourages white guilt, it encourages black victimhood, and that divides young people.
Amanullah, it encourages white guilt?
Look, teaching children about white privilege, whether it be through heroes or whatever way you want to teach it, means it will not only prevent them from growing up to ignore race as an issue, but to be actively anti-racist through their actions. We need that more than ever here in Ireland, here in Cork, where I am.
Okay, gentlemen, we do have to leave it there. My thanks to Amanullah Dasandi and to Brendan O'Neill. Let us know what you think. Should primary school students be learning about the matters we've been discussing? Should they be learning about white privilege? 5216 at a cost of 30 cents.